All right, it is the Mojo in the Morning show. We got a phone scam coming up here in just a little bit, so stick around for that. We'll give you a chance to get a good laugh in. It's Mojo, Spike, Shannon, Megan, Mike, Ellen, our producer, associate producer is Lydia, Katie, our executive audio director, and of course, the sexiest man in show business, Reese, we've learned yesterday. all right, it's interesting. I was pulling this thing out of Daily Mail that I'm going to talk about here in a second about parents, moms wearing their daughter's clothes, and daughters are now speaking out on that. So I'll talk about that coming up here in just a second. Yes.
Hi.
As I was leaving it to you because
I didn't know if you were going
to
say something.
No,
well,
I have nothing else to say. Good night, everybody. Happy Memorial Day. I'll see you guys Tuesday.
I was waiting for you because I normally interrupt you. I'm trying really hard not to do that anymore. No, so this just happened to me, but the other way around. So Lucy, my daughter Lucy is 8 and she's in second grade and she had field day this week. Do you guys remember field day?
Oh, I loved it.
It was like the best day of the whole school year. And so one of my girlfriends is a photographer. Her kids also go to Lucy's school. And so she was at field day taking pictures all morning. And she was sending me a few here and there because I couldn't volunteer. Obviously, I was here working. And I noticed that Luce was wearing something under her little tank top that she had on for the day. And I thought, it's got to be one of the sports bras that I bought her a while ago. I told the story on the air about how her dad, my ex-husband Andrew, was not very happy that I had bought her sports bras. But, you know, whatever. Well, no, that was not the case at all. When she got off the school bus, I noticed that the straps on said sports bra that were sticking out of her tank top were definitely not the same ones from her sports bras. So I asked her to show me what she was wearing under her tank top. Girlfriend stole one of my bras and wore it to school.
Oh my gosh.
The sad part, it fit her. It fit her. We have the same size boobs.
Is she, so she's trying. She
Which is really,
really
no boobs.
She really wants to wear the bra even though dad, I get where Andrew, your ex-husband, comes on this one because he doesn't want her to grow up. You know, he wants her to be the same little girl that is his baby, right?
Right, right, so, right.
And not necessarily does she need to wear a bra right now?
No, I would say no. Okay. I mean,
it's also a comfortability thing. I feel like at a certain age, you want, like, you feel uncomfortable without one.
Well, all of her little friends have one. And she
That's
is.
The bigger thing.
It is interesting to me. Like, she's starting to develop a very, very little bit.
Yeah.
So I can see where she thinks, like, she doesn't really need to wear one by any means.
Just keep up with your friends. You know what's going on.
And she was so excited when she got one. But the fact that she took one out of my drawer and wore it to school, it just really got me.
Did she pick a good one? Did you pick one that you...
It was just a plain
one of your
black
favorites?
Sports bra, but okay. Still.
That's wild. So here it is. Daughter playing and wearing your
in
clothes.
In second grade.
Yeah. This story from Daily Mail as well. So dailymail.com did a story about how moms are pissing off their daughters by wearing their daughter's clothes. And they did like side by sides of some of these moms. And one of their things that they said was how traumatizing this is for a psychologist said for the daughter, because the moms are trying to say, I'm the same size as you. And in some cases, the daughters are feeling like they're being fat shamed or skinny shamed by their moms doing this and saying that it is a traumatizing thing for a girl to have that happen. Would that be traumatizing if your mom is wearing your clothes and you're, you know, in a lot of these cases, it looks like these girls in these pictures are probably like middle school, high school-ish age? I mean, one of the girls looks like she's probably like maybe a freshman or so, sophomore in high school. The other girl looks like she's like sixth or seventh grade. And I'm looking at that going, oh, mom, what are you doing? Like, why are you doing that to your poor daughter? Wouldn't that be embarrassing if all of a sudden you came home and your mom was wearing your clothes?
Yeah.
Or going out and buying the same thing that you wear.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys are trying to wear it at the same time. Mm-hmm. Is that embarrassing? 844-MOJO-LIVE, 844-665-6548. Kaylin?
Yes.
Hi. Your mom would do this?
I actually caught my mom yesterday. I came over and I'm like, oh my God, that's such a cute hoodie on you. Where did you get it? She's like, oh, your closet.
Now, you sound like you're much older than these girls. You're not in high school. How would you have felt in high school if your mom was wearing your clothes?
Mortified.
Yeah. What would it
be? I don't know. I feel like I've been like, well, at least I have a good sense of style.
Well, but what would have been mortifying about it? Because what the psychologist says is that a lot of these girls are feeling like, hey, my mom, who is, you know, super skinny or whatever, is fitting into my clothes, basically showing that maybe either she's super skinny or I'm bigger than I should be.
Yes, I definitely see that because I'm bigger than my mom. I'm like, how did you even fit? Like, it looks like a dress on you. But if I do it the other way around, I would totally be self-conscious and not even able to wear any of her clothes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. I always find it funny. I had this when I had, you know, it was like 17 or 18 years old. I had a couple of friends. I won't say their names because they do listen on this stream from my hometown of Orland Park, right. Illinois, Chicago suburb. But their moms would wear similar things to them. Like they would go out and buy similar things.
Yeah.
And the moms were very hot.
Yeah.
And all the guys would always joke about moms and how, oh man, your mom and stuff. And you would see the pain on these girls' faces. And I would tell my buddies, I'd be like, because you would think I would be the guy jumping on that one. I wasn't. I was doing anything that the girls wanted because I was trying to get a girlfriend so bad. But the pain on their face, they got really hurt by that. That was.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times when moms do this, they're trying to compete with their daughters. And it's weird. It's so weird to me.
Well, I also feel like they're trying to show that they're youthful. And I think that in a lot of cases, just be a mom, like, you know, enjoy, embrace it. What's up, Kirsten?
Hi, Maja.
We've got a lot of Kirstens today. What's going on?
I'm the same Kirsten.
Oh, my God. We only got five listeners today. It's Memorial Day weekend. What's going on?
I blow your line up all the time.
Oh, appreciate that.
I need to tell Shannon that my daughter, she's 9, and we are sharing T-shirts right now. We can share T-shirts. And if she were to try my sports bra on, I bet it would fit her.
Really? Now, yeah. When you hear that these psychologists say it's not good for your daughters, that it's actually psychologically bad for them, what do you think?
I don't think that's true. She likes it. It makes us, I don't know, it feels like we have more in common. She loves my socks.
But the question for you, are they fitting both of you guys the same way?
Than they are. Some of my crop tops are like shirts on her.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess maybe if it's in the case where all of a sudden they both fit you guys the same, and it could be because your daughter might be, you know, I guess more developed. I don't know that might be why the doctors say it's not a good idea.
I feel like when I'm shopping, like if I am in like a Forever 21 or an Abercrombie, I'm trying to think of some other stores like that. I do see a lot of moms and daughters both shopping and trying things on.
Yeah, but you guys are missing the big point. It's not about fit. It's about psychologically your daughter does not, you're making it uncool and she doesn't want to dress to match her mom.
What's up, Kim?
Hi. Yeah.
Hey.
So, you know, okay, I'm 30 now, but back in the day, my mom was always the same size as me, so yeah, I would catch her getting stuff out of my closet as well, and it didn't bother me too much, but as I was growing up, like this was in high school, and as I was growing up and getting a little bit bigger, growing into my body more, even larger than her, it did like make me feel self-conscious because my mom is skinnier than me, and then when she would be like, oh, hey, do you want these clothes I'm getting rid of? I no longer fit into them where we always shared my clothes when I was younger in high school. So yeah. I see the psychological thing, but like it wasn't, I feel like it, they don't mean it intentionally, but backhandedly it can cause psychological
issues. And I think honestly, that's why I think this article is good, is important because I think it brings awareness to it. To make you realize.
Yeah, a lot of moms probably wouldn't realize it.
You think it's just, hey, yeah, it's fun, we're wearing the same clothes, but in some cases it actually is really kind of detrimental. What's up, Dina?
Dina.
Yes.
Hi, Dina.
Hi.
Pina. Hi, Pina.
Yeah, I'm 46 now, but in high school, my mom and dad got divorced, and my mom went through a little phase. She lost weight. She's 3 inches taller than me. So when I was in eighth grade having mini skirts, my mom decided she was going to start wearing my skirts, and she was obsessed with very high heels. So she would show up at my school events wearing my mini skirts and stilettos. And, I mean, like, I was a cheerleader. She had to come out on the floor for parents' night, and it was humiliating. The next day, I got all kinds of questions, like, what corner does your mom work on?
Oh,
I mean,
gosh.
It was awful. And, you know, now that I am a mom and I have a young daughter, it's like, I can see where a mom would be proud you can fit into it, but absolutely do not wear it.
Yeah. I have the, and thank you for calling up, because I think that it's good for people to hear that. But I have a problem. My son doesn't like when I buy a shirt that actually looks like something that he bought.
Like all the Cactus Jack stuff you bought.
Yeah, well, that was one of them, yes. When the Cactus Jack stuff came out, the Travis Scott stuff.
Or your shoes.
Yeah.
Or wearing a pair of Jordans. And now it's golf stuff, because Luke is like really into golf stuff.
Uh-huh.
So Chelsea had to tell me with some of the golf shirts that I was buying. She's like, nope, Luke's got that one. Nope, Luke's got that one. Nope, Luke's got that one.
That's funny.
I can't fit into his clothes, though. It's far from that. You can fit like 3 Lukes into mine. All right. Are we done with this? I think we're done with this. I my sense of timing is off today, because we should have just taken today off as a holiday. I said that to Spike. We go to dinner last night, and we're sitting, you know, at the table. And I said to Spike, I go, why did we not take the Friday before? Like, everybody.
You said that for Good Friday, too.
Yes.
Well, we have to remember this for next year.
We're learning now, especially with everybody working from home. Everybody takes 4-day weekends now.
Yeah. Like, except us.
Yeah, except us.